Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. I mean, we've spoken to you a fair bit throughout the season, and to me, the constructor's title for Red Bull sums up a season where your drivers have dominated poles, dominated qualifying, and converted those into wins as well, more than you have in previous seasons.
Oh, absolutely. It's been an unbelievable year for us. We've had 8 Grand Prix victories this year. We've had 4 1-2 finishes. We've had 19 podiums so far, 14 poles. So it's been a tremendous year. It's been a to sum that up in winning the Constructors' World Championship last weekend in Brazil was just an awesome team achievement and made everybody very, very proud within Red Bull.
Now, you've got Mark Webber and Sebastian Vettel. Mark Webber's 8 behind Alonso. Vettel's 15 behind. I know you've already said there'll be no team orders. So what is the order of play? For a race where there's still things at stake for both of your drivers, do you just say to both sides of the garage, look, go for it?
Well, basically, both the guys know that to beat Fernando, they've got to finish. You know, they're behind him in points. So, the objective for both of them is to finish ahead of Fernando. Lewis was quick as well yesterday. He's going to be a factor in the race. But, the most important thing for us is not to focus too much on what the opposition is doing. Focus on ourselves. Go into qualifying this afternoon, the race tomorrow, with an objective of trying to win. And then the outcome will very much depend on what happens with Fernando. And obviously Lewis will be doing his best to pick up the pieces. So it's going to be a fascinating qualifying, and which will set up an absolutely scintillating Grand Prix.
There could be a situation, couldn't there, where Vettel might be ahead of Webber, but the points that Webber would take would secure Red Bull the Drivers' Championship. So in that situation, would you not be on the radio saying to Sebastian, you've got to let Mark through?
Look, we're not going to tell either driver to pull over. That's not the way that we go racing. It's not the way that we, believe. We should operate. I think that we've given our best to support both drivers with absolute equality this year. They've both arrived here with a chance of winning this World Championship. Of course, if one driver mathematically cannot win, which would depend on where they are and where Fernando is, then it would be purely down to the driver to concede a position to his teammate. But that's, you're talking potentially of giving up a race victory, and that would be down to the driver to work and respect his teammate and the team.
So it wouldn't be down to you in the radio, because if you're asking me as someone who's interviewed drivers whether they would do that, every professional driver I've spoken to would not give way an inch.
I think that both drive for the team. They both are big team players. They've both got a big character. And if there was an opportunity that the team could pick up another title this weekend, and that meant sacrificing a position on track, I think that I can only imagine that the driver would do that. So, but it's not going to be an instruction. You will not hear either myself or an engineer on the radio saying, the car behind's quicker or anything. Anything like that, it will be purely down. If we find ourselves in that situation, which would be a fantastic situation to find ourselves in, albeit a difficult one, then it would be purely down to the drivers.
How are the boys in the 29-degree heat of Abu Dhabi? How do they feel? Because this is David Croft tells me, Christian, this is the first time in F1 history where you've had a four-way for the title.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic finale to what's been an unbelievable season. There's been ups and downs, there's been trials and tribulations, there's been the old controversy here and there, but we've arrived here in Abu Dhabi, fantastic venue, with 4 drivers that still can win this World Championship. We've seen, the points ebb and flow through the year, and the gaps 8 and 15 and 24 to Lewis are bigger perceptually than they actually are. If Fernando had a bad race, obviously all the guys are high on engine mileage going into this event. It sets up an absolutely fascinating finale.
How confident are you that Mark Webber and Sebastian Vettel will both be Red Bull drivers next season?
Totally. I've got absolutely no doubt that both of the guys will be with us next year. We give them a great car this year. There's been that added bit of tension because they've been racing each other. We've allowed them to race each other. We've backed them equally. And obviously the man you most want to beat is your teammate. But they've been, they've been totally professional. Just looking at them this morning, the way that they're comparing information, looking to develop the car, the setup. Of course, ultimately they're racing against each other. But, it's a very, very strong pairing, and I'm very pleased to have both of them in our team.